podcast on the podcast.
This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Yeah, pretty excited without our Dobie here today. We're just in by ourselves with a podcast. Flan, you got a question for us?
I do. When the weather's this good, do you go and do anything that you wouldn't normally do if the weather wasn't brilliant like this?
Yep.
What do you do?
I send a photo every afternoon to everybody I know in New Zealand.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah, we're on a group chat and it's terrible down there. Even in Victoria, everybody that I know has got crap weather around the world, I send them a picture nearly every day.
What about you, Ali? Does the beautiful weather inspire you to go places you wouldn't go normally?
I would have to say right now at this time in my life, no, it doesn't.
You're not convinced about the weather.
No. It's just that I'll look if it was, it'd more be the opposite.
Yeah.
If it was really raining or whatever, I'd feel happier and less guilty about going and having a day sleep or watching a bit of telly to catch up on some sleep.
I think that's why the rain is brilliant. It's the wind that weirds me out. Yeah. I get like a horse. I kick backwards for no reason.
Frisky.
Yeah. I get frisky. But when it gets like this, I get up on Advanced Town Lake. Oh, it's just beautiful up there. Not enough Gold Coasters go up there, if you ask me.
What's so beautiful about it? Put us in the scenery because we've seen vision of you up there.
Yes. Okay. It is like 5 minutes away from the boat ramp. Mm. You're in total wilderness. There's no one else around.
What does it sound like?
Exactly like this. You ready?
Nothing.
No, I can hear the gym downstairs.
A little bit of a fluffy.
I can hear this.
It's this very peaceful solitude and no noise at all. The wind.
Do you ever let out a little?
You'd have to.
I am prone to a cooey just to hear. But when you get up there, every single corner you go around means you're further away from any building, any other boat. Any other person.
I think one of the greatest moments you can have is waking up on a flat lake.
Oh,
you know, if you've got the campfire at night and you wake up in the morning, it's a little bit crisp, but you look out there and I know you love your fishing, but if you can be the first on a lake skiing when it is glass, it is just, I love it when you're there and you hear this big boat V8 at 6 a.m, you're thinking, yep. There's some guys out there just absolutely going off.
Well, Advanced Town Lake does this really unique thing, and it's because of the height of the mountains around it. One side of the lake will be like absolute glass, and the other side will be whipping wind. Ah. And you can literally be a foot from it and not feel the wind. And then you move the boat over there.
And you're off.
There you go. You can actually whiz along with it. You can just drop the motor off and then let the wind push you down.
It is beautiful, though.
It's magnificent.
When you see scenes like that, and as you said, just a beautiful glassy lake, I can think of the movies that there's in The Notebook, I think it starts with a scene of someone rowing on. Yeah. And it just speaks to me. I would love to live somewhere like that where you could look out on that beautiful early morning water.
Yeah, it's growing, Ali, too. And there's a western boat ramp and an eastern boat ramp, and they're both very different. The western boat ramp is truly spectacular at sunrise, and the eastern boat ramp is a little bit smaller, but you can be around a corner within 5 minutes and you're gone.
Mm. Gone.
Just gone.
Gone. Oh, we love it.
Where's Flanny?
There's Flanny. Would you take – well, we're going to find out a little later on in the podcast. You're a big fan of a curry pie.
Oh, massive.
But you add something to it, and we opened it up to the Triple M family, which look, it was interesting with the results.
Yeah, half of them went for me and half of them went with me.
Absolutely. Yep, and we talk about first cars. What was your first car? My young fella has hit the milestone of buying his first car. We're going to hear from Serenity too.
Ah, yes.
Byron Bay's biggest hippie or longest serving hippie.
Yeah, look, I think they have taken a look at Johnny Depp and the $30 million he got from the House of Dior to release a fragrance, and now Serenity has promised to release a fragrance of their own.
Yeah, and Ella, you're not happy with one saying.
No, I'm not. Am I saying it right now?
You can say it.
It's Hey, stranger.
Hey, stranger.
Ooh, hey, stranger.
Get out
it's
of
like,
it.
It's like, don't have a dig at me.
Yeah. It burrs me up immediately.
Yes.
Well, we'll hear Ali go off about that. And also our mayor, Tom Tate.
Yeah, we're going to hit him with e-scooters. We're going to say, should they be banned? Because you can't ban idiots, so should you ban what's hurting them? And the other one is there's a homeless crisis in this town, and we means to find out what the mayor thinks about it.
But first up, we play $1,000 Minute, 640, 750 every day. We have two questions for each. Ali, hit us.
Who? I nearly said what. Who is regarded as Australia's queen of pop?
Ooh. Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
Kylie.
You are correct.
Straight up went on American Idol, the final, actually, and released her new song, Padum Padum is the name of it.
Is it good?
Is it?
It's yeah.
No.
I didn't love it. Okay. But I think it's one of those songs that will grow on you, you know, yeah. Like fungus.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Skin tag.
So it's in the same book as my toes.
Imagine that. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Yes. In her marketing department, look, I think we should run with it'll grow on you like a dirty skin tag. Yeah. All right.
All right, second one.
Next question. What is further east, Gavin or Pack Pines?
Oh, Gavin.
Oh, Gavin.
Yes. Well done. I think it's an easy one, but it might trip a few up. What's 10 times 50?
500.
Yes.
That is a tough one, though.
Yeah, because it might just trick a little few. All right, and here's another one. What two colours are on the Swiss flag?
Oh, red and white.
Red and white.
Is it? I thought it was blue and white.
Maybe it is.
No.
Hang on.
It could be.
I think it might be.
You better look up the Swiss flag.
The Swiss flag is red and white. Argentina's blue and white.
Swiss flag. I'm Googling it right now. You are correct. It is red and white.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Done.
There we go. Enjoy the podcast.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Flan, you brought it to the table. Mm. Can you have tomato sauce on a curry pie?
You bet you can.
Well, we'll find out. Carrie in Palm Beach, what do you reckon?
Oh, I was in Melbourne catching a train. I was in a hurry. I know you guys are in a hurry, so quick stop. Grabbed the pie, grabbed the bottle, whacked the frigging sauce into it, jumped on the train, had a big bite and thought, that is just shit.
Okay.
All right, we'll put a note
on that one. That's great.
Oh, now I want to try that pie.
Okay, here we got Sharon. Sharon in Burley, what do you reckon?
No tomato sauce. What's Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire. On a curry pie.
Do you hate yourself or something?
I don't mind a bit of the old
Worcester. Okay, Sharon, that's a yes for the sauce. Very quickly. All right, the Whiz, yes or no to sauce on a curry pie?
No, I reckon.
Right,
that's
the
kind of
Thanks.
I didn't understand one word of that. Okay. I still laughed.
Pete.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate.
Sauce or no sauce?
On a curry pie.
As Professor Dr. Julius Sumner used to say, the equation is pie equals sauce, no matter what. No matter what, okay? It's a pie, you put sauce on it.
Yes,
doesn't matter if it's chicken, Thai, curry, no matter. It, sauce goes on it.
Okay, rightio. Thanks, Pete.
Very.
Okay, and to finish it off, Shane, sauce or no sauce?
No sauce on the curry pie, mate, not at all.
Do you have it on a regular pie?
Yeah, I would, but not on a curry pie.
A special mention of Pavarotti Pete, great stuff. And we apologise, kids and cars, for Kerry from Palm Beach.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
We are asking the Gold Coast, the topic could have been Ellie, is Spider's cutest fourth rat?
he got his first car, he picks it up today, he got a 2010 Mercedes Benz, a little bit different to what we got when we were growing up, but each their own.
I had
a Datsun station wagon, which I called Batman Flam. What did you have?
Ford Cortina 2 litre called the Dud, and I mowed nearly all of the Western world to get it.
Yep. Ali?
I had a silver Gemini called the Silver Bullet.
All right, let's hit the phones.
Kim in Narang, what was your first car? What was it called?
My first car was called Sylvester. It was a 1963 EJ Holden with pale lime with a white roof and Venetian blinds in the back. So I was posh.
Oh, I love that.
I was at school pickup the other day and a car drove in and it had Venetian blinds in the back window and I haven't seen it for so long.
Yeah.
So Kim, I have plantation shutters in mine. Have you still got it, Kim?
Oh, no, I only had it for a couple of years. It cost me $300.
How much is it worth now?
Oh, it would have been worth squillions now.
60,000. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Easy.
Kim, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Well, Pete in Palm Beach. Pete, what was your first car and did you have a name for it?
Yeah, I called it Midnight Blue, but it was a Datsun 1200.
Oh, one of the greats.
Yeah, and I used to live down Victoria, Spidey. You probably know this place, Nearham South.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what'd you pay for it?
Oh, I paid $500 for it.
Okay, how'd you make that money?
I used to pick potatoes out of pork dough.
Spud's got me my car.
Yeah, you didn't know that suburb either, did you?
No. Luke in Eleonora. Luke, what was your first car in the name?
Good morning, legends. It was an XD Falcon. Oh, I just named it the Bomb because that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Whenever it rained, I had a coat hanger hooked up to the window wipers and I'd hang out the window and I'd have to operate them.
Answer me this. Did your door handles used to break for no reason?
Oh, you've had one of these cars.
Yes, mate. Yeah. I had an XF. It was still happening by the time it was XF.
I felt like the Dukes of Hazzard some days. I had to climb through the window.
Yeah. Oh, that's lucky.
Awesome. Mine was a panel van and I didn't want the door handles to work. No one could get out.
Oh, yeah. Kylie in Highland Park, what was your first car and how much you pay for it?
Oh, hi, Spider. So my first car was a 1974 Hot Pink Mini. And I paid $1,600. Yeah, it was beautiful. $1,600. Like you, the gear stick would come out. I could see the road through that. well, you could actually see what was below you. But the best part was I could never actually get it started, so I'd have to always park on a hill so that I could clutch start it. And you'd get one shot at that clutch start, and you'd have to make sure you ripped it in and got it going, otherwise you were stuck.
Yeah, that is character building.
That's beautiful.
I absolutely love that. Thanks, Kylie.
All good.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Hey, it's time to welcome the mayor.
Tom Tate. He's our mayor and he is great. Tom Tate.
Yep, you know you made it when you got your own jingle. We've got him on the phone. Good morning, Tom Tate. How are you?
Hey, beautiful day on the Gold Coast, and I think we all had a fun weekend. So I'm upbeat. Very upbeat.
No, it was magnificent, Blues on Broadbeach. Hey, what does it cost the city and what does it bring in, Tom? Because it was a magnificent success.
Oh, yeah. I think the multiplying effect is about $8 million when it comes to restaurants' earnings and even your butcher makes money. So,
yeah.
It's great for our city. The rooms, accommodation, I think we're in the 90 percentiles.
Wow.
In occupancy. And really, it's a celebration of our culture, our appreciation of what Memphis, Tennessee, and all the Blues. And boy, we learn a lot too, don't you, as you go to masterclasses there. And great history and, mate, great hosting and the very first one.
Thank you, Tom.
And
yeah, I really appreciate that, mate. I learned all about Memphis too. Yeah. I want to thank the Memphis Tourism Commission for this relationship where they send these brilliant artists over and encourage you to go back. Beale Street is an amazing place in Memphis and people should visit. So, I mean, we got to get down to serious business. We can't ban idiots, so can we ban e-scooters?
Mate, I'm looking at legislation sending to state government, that is, first up, to nail them, you've got to be able to identify it. And that means, it sounds like a nanny state, but we've got to have some ID on the scooters. And then we can modify the speed,
but
the police got to be able to track them down and really get them in order and find them.
Yeah, well, if you can put Regos on e-scooters, you should have done it to bike riders 20 years ago, Tom, because they've been a pain ever since.
Oy, oy, oy.
Oh, mate, I'm sympathised with those vomits. They're very old men in tights.
Let's ban the fruit platters they're displaying. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Yes, not a bad idea. Now, Tom, on a serious note, there's a homeless camp has popped up near the city's airport and another along the light rail line in Southport. The Gold Coast charity Orange Sky, which helps the homeless with laundry and other services, have had a 40% increase in demand for their services in the last 18 months, is this the issue that's concerning you the most right now on the Gold Coast?
Well, it is, and it's the most complicated issue in so many fronts. But the one main thing is, boy, the hardship that everyone, that those people are feeling when you go and meet them. Right? People think that, we don't know them and we tuck it away. But I've met, go and say hello. I met the lady who was homeless. And she said, living out of the car. And she's marking school assignments. She's a teacher.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So I'm saying, they're not just people falling on hard time. These people are normal people, just circumstances, whether it's domestic violence or whatever it may be. They're trying to carry on with their life, so they need a leg up. The charities that are there doing a great job, but the main thing is all the powers with the state government. We'll do all our audits of our surplus land, and happy to develop our housing on our land for the homeless. So,
Tom, I think, you're right. We see a lot of cars around there. Can we leave you with this one? I look around the States, and is there a big shopping list that the government give you that you can buy from? Because South Australia got the LIV Golf Tournament. They got the AFL Gather Round. You see Coldplay playing in Perth. We get Tim Zoo fight here. Is there a big shopping list that's handed around, and is there anything more we can look forward to?
I'm really apologetic. I'm driving and cut out a lot of that.
Okay, Tom. We'll get it next week. We'll let you go. We know you've got a big day in Cancel on a Tuesday, so we do appreciate your time, Tommy. And make sure if you're out there on the road, drive safely, Tom.
Okay. I will, mate. I'm safer now that Ruth has jumped in the car for... I'm giving you a lift.
Okay. You give her a lift. You spend quality time with your beautiful wife,
carpool.
Ruth, and at least you're carpooling, saving on the environment. Thanks, Tom.
Good on you, mate.
I reckon you're right. The air show's a big one that's coming up. But what's another big... We've got big-time events, but, keep building.
Well, you've got Tim Zoo fight. You've got Century Cove Boat Show. Then we've got Cooley Rocks. Then we've got the Tim Zoo fight. Mm-hmm. And then it won't be far away. We're going to have the air show, which I think is going to be absolutely spectacular when it hits here.
And one day, tambourine cheese rolling.
Yes, please.
Got to have a dream, baby.
Yeah,
he had to bring up the cheese rolling. You won't give up on the cheese rolling.
I will never give up on the cheese rolling.
Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Transitioning and My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour, but for full transparency I must reveal that I was once Caloundra's fourth favourite pole dancing welder, Lady Gertrude Gooch. I lectured for a little while at Queensland University Medical School, where I was called Professor Perry Neum. And, of course, I began my journey as Graham Thompson of Yatala, but 1970s Yatala was just a little too frantic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I practice daily gratefulness. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for sunshine, blackberry jam, and the witness protection program. Ali, you look like you could be grateful for a hairbrush right now.
Yes, I would. Thank you.
I'm also grateful for inspiration. Yes. And I'm inspired by Johnny Depp's perfume, Pour Homme, by Dior. So I'm doing one too.
Oh.
My signature smell, as you well know, is a heady combination of sandalwood and service station sausage.
You smell it every Tuesday.
Thank you. It's a blessing for you. Are you grateful for it?
Absolutely.
You should be.
Yeah.
I've put together a little advertisement.
Oh.
I'd love you to tell me what you think of the ad I've made for my fragrance.
Et voilà, from the House of Serenity, at last, the fragrance men and women alike, they go wild for. It is sandalwood and surface station sausage. If you want to be a sexy, sexy, don't smell like Johnny Depp. He smells like a fire in a bin behind a tip. This is why the wolves in his fragrance ad don't eat him.
C'est non.
You need to reek of serenity sausage. When you waft your sausage, make sure it's serenity's sausage.
The Gold Coast Triple M takes no responsibility for anything Flan says.
Yeah. Spider?
No, it's going to be a big seller, Serenity.
I'm grateful for all the fragrances I release.
Look, the only thing I'll say is, Serenity, is I don't necessarily like a serene sausage.
You say that now, but wait until midnight.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Okay, so if I happen to message someone and they text back and say, oh, hey, stranger.
Oh.
Yeah, or they'll message me and go, how you going, stranger? Because I immediately take that they're having a dig, that I haven't called them, haven't contacted them for ages. Yeah. And I'm just, it just annoys me so much because first and foremost, in my head, and I have said this to people, you've got a phone too. It's two people. Like if I'm a stranger, that's also because you haven't contacted me.
Mm.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be such a stranger. But what they don't understand is I am flat out showering every day. I don't have time.
We know.
I don't have time to flap my chops on the phone. And it's just like, don't say, hey, stranger, because in my opinion, and feel free to prove me wrong,
mm-hmm.
I just am offended by that immediately because I feel like they're having a dig and I don't like getting in trouble.
Would you respond back to them? See, someone texts me, hello, stranger.
Mm.
Nah, I'd give him nothing.
I text back, who's this?
Yeah, yeah. My mum.
I have done that before.
But see, I hate, like, my mum undies. Mm. You ring her and she go, oh, hi, stranger.
Mm.
Who's this? So it's the greatest song you've got. So, but then my old man, completely different. My old man would not care. You rock up there any time of the day and he wouldn't, like, it's just, yep, there you go.
Mm. My brothers can be a little bit like that. One in particular will go, oh, hey, stranger. Well, oh. What are you after? What do you need?
It's Flan, like, oh, serious?
Yes. Can I offer up? It's an icebreaker. I haven't seen you for a while. Hey, stranger. It's a way of taking away the awkwardness of I haven't talked to you for a while. Or is it a massive drama? Like,
no, I think it's a dig. And I thank the honourable member Ali Plath for bringing up the expression. I take it as a dig. My mum used to say it all the time, and I think it's a needle. I really think they're having a crack at you. And it says, oh, I'm that important that when you don't contact me, my world is rocked.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
Good.
Well, good. So, and a lot of us have lived in, I've lived in Brizzy, Sydney, Tassie, Sunny Coast, and now the Gold Coast. Imagine if you were tempted to keep in regular contact with all of those networks in all of the places you've lived.
Yeah. If your kids text it, is it okay?